Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Clap Talk Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Race to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? What's going on? This is Gunner Picks once again. I'm standing in, holding it down for Long Island Joe for a few minutes. He's going to be running a little late, but he will be here. But I do want to let everybody know it's going down this Saturday at Piedmont Drag Strip. The Northeast is coming down south to do battle, and Long Island Joe got quite a few locked-in grudge races ready to go down for April 26th this weekend at Piedmont Drag Strip. We have the Midwest coming. We have Alabama coming. We have Maryland coming, New York, New Jersey. Quite a few races coming down to Piedmont Drag Strip, getting ready to hold it down. We got Big George. He's coming in. He's the owner of the Slut. We got Kenny. Man, there's so many people coming down to Piedmont Drag Strip from the Northeast doing that quarter mile. I'm sorry, this is 8 mile racing. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, April 26th, this weekend at Piedmont Drag Strip is going down. It is Long Island Joe once again. He's back behind the helm of things, getting ready to make things happen. And we got the man himself in here right now. Long Island Joe, sir, it's your show. Take it away.
Hey, what's going on? Gunning, I'm happy you opened up the show for me. Yeah, it's been a rough week. You know how it's been. I'll tell everybody right now so I can let everybody know. A couple of times I ain't been answering the phones and stuff because been waiting for my test results to come back, and they end up giving me a little news, and it wasn't good, so I'm going through a fight right now with cancer, so I just figured it was one of those things. I just had to crawl back up in the shell for a little bit, but then I'm trying to stay positive, so I'm back. So I'll just let y'all know if you call me, yes, I'll answer, obviously, but that was a problem. I couldn't answer everybody because I was going through it, and I was hurting so bad. And it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just one of those things you would never think, you know. I never smoked a day in my life, but hey, guess what? It happened. And I'm going to fight with it. I'm going to fight with it and just keep my prayers in it. And God is good, so I think I can be able to beat this. So I'm going to keep it moving. But otherwise, I'm going to tell you right now, if Piedmont should be alive, because we got Bad Storm and Kenny Beachman going at it, and that should be a real doobie there. We also got Popeye and the Slut. They going at it. I know that should be a perfectly good one. We got a couple other people from the locals down there, and they'll probably get on tonight on the phone. If anybody don't know, Duck and the Law is supposed to be coming out, right? Am I right, Gunner?
I
said Duck and the Law should be making it out there too, right?
Yes, he should. I'm going to call Duck and the Law when we hang up tonight, and we're going to reconfirm, and we'll go ahead and post it up on Facebook and clocksloft.com and let you know. But it's definite.
Also got Little Tony
Duck
coming.
Duck and the Law is already – I'm sorry, say again, sir?
I said we also got Little Tony coming from out of Chicago.
Yes, sir, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. As a matter of fact, he called today trying to find out where he needed to fly into so he can attend this race, and not only will he attend, but he will be having his car there. And
we also got Bruce Leroy going to be in there from out there. So
yes,
we got guys. We should have some people out there. And I talked to Kenny from Piedmont and one of the guys that work Piedmont, one of the managers, and he told me that he said he didn't see his name on a flyer, but he thinks he might have to come out there independent. Travis Harvey with the trouble, he might have to bring the troublemaker out there. Well, if he does bring it, he better walk on some eggshells because Kenny Beachman's Camaro is back together, and they were supposed to do it. So we might end up seeing that one right there. So they were supposed to do it before, and Kenny Beach's car ain't together. So if he messes around, he will get what he wants. Because I know the Maryland crowd is definitely going with Kenny, and I got to say, you got a couple of the guys in New York that said they're going with Kenny. If he brings it out, he will get his run. He will definitely get his run. You know, JT has actually got a couple guys coming out there from out there in Maryland. You know, I got to say, that Big George, he'll be out there. Short Dog, they'll be out there. The Horsemans, I mean, Son of the Goat, you know. It should be good. And, I mean, I don't want to say the other one that said he was coming because I don't want to blow. He don't want me to surprise nobody yet. He don't want to say nothing yet. He wants me to keep a little quiet right now. So I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to say nothing yet. I'll wait till he gets in there and once I find out that I can say it, I will come out and I'll say who he is. I'll let him say it on the radio tonight. That should be no problem. But it's going to be a good one. It's definitely going to be one of those things. Disturbing the Peace with June, they'll be there. They'll have Rafi's Nova ready to go also. So it's going to be quite a bit of guys out there, and it should be a fun time. Plus, we will be giving away a big screen TV at 5:30. And it's not whatever you paid to get entered in, that's your ticket for the screen TV. You don't have to pay any more. It's not nothing else, not no extra cost for a raffle. It comes right out of that. That's what we're giving away, that me and Larry T. Just showing our appreciation, giving something back. We also going to have, as long as we got the 8 cars, 8 car minimum, for the conventional head shootout. That race will happen, the conventional head. It'll be guaranteed $3,000 to win, for the 8 car minimum. I know the Hatton boys will be there, so I already know they'll be into this thing, definitely. You know, Disturbing the Peace, they'll be in it. It should be interesting, you know. I mean, it all works out, the Wolfpack, another fine crew. So we got some things going on, and we got a couple other guys that we're bringing around, but we don't want to say too much yet. They're working on the cars as we speak. We had a little couple problems with a couple cars. And if, what is his name, Duck in the Law? I know he's got a Malibu with a small block on 23. And on one hit, we got something 23 on one hit. I think we're going to have a little matchup here. I think that's going to be a good matchup. I'm waiting for Porky to give me a call back and make sure that car is ready. That car's ready, we're gonna try a little something. You know, and Extreme and them, I know they just got their car back together, so they should be gung-ho to go out too. So it's gonna be pretty good down there. I'm just waiting to see, you know. I know Big Dwayne should be ready. He's definitely gonna be on the money. I got a call, and what is it? I think they're trying to see, I gotta see if Weeby answers the phone later on. If Weeby gets on the phone tonight, this guy, I guess they wanted to try him. From hearing, Mario wants to try Weeby. I don't know if they talked about it, so I just got to ask him ahead of time. Another thing is that we did have a couple races coming in May 25th. It should be a real good one there, too. We have Django. He's definitely being against the Pink Warrior. That one's race locked in. 500 on 3,000 and better. That should be a real good one. Everybody always says nobody wants to come up from down south. Well, we all know who's driving it. LaRussa, the mouth of the south, he's going to be there. Tony Bynes are going to be there. It's going to be a whole stuff that's coming. So it's not like that they don't come. They are showing up. If they said they'll be there, they'll be there. It's just that they don't mind showing some of the love back to the ones that come down to them, and that's what they told me. So that's the whole thing right now. That's why they're doing it. That race was, I was on the phone with him and Stefano and me and the owner of Django, and think that's how the race got locked in. Nobody else locked in, nothing. I hear all kinds of stories, you know how it is. Everybody wants to say that they did something. They did nothing. They wasn't even on the phone. I am the deposit man, and what is right is right. They both have to come conventional head on juice. If somebody comes with a non-conventional head, well, guess what? You lost your deposit. That's how I play. I'm fair and square. And that's how it goes down the middle. I don't care what side, whoever comes out, I know the rules. Red light lose. You have to be in the lanes at 6 o'clock. If you ain't in the lanes at 6 o'clock and the guy goes down, well, guess what? It's too bad. Now, you do have an hour breakdown rule for that one. They did put that in case one of them has a problem and they're trying to fix it in time, they have an hour breakdown. So that race right there, it should be a doozy. From what I'm hearing, Django really wants to, he don't mind. He says he will make the pot a little bit better. So, and he's willing to go for $5,000 if they're going to do it. But we'll see. I know they're starting it at 3. Who knows where it ends up. We also going to have the Carolina Killers. They're coming. Darryl will definitely be in the house. He already told me that he's definitely going to come, and that's going to be interesting that day, too. We also have Young Stang and the crew. They'll be in the house on that day on May 25th. Donald also, he made one hell of a pass. I heard the other night everybody's talking about it. He almost ripped the parachute off the back. And I guess he got a handle on the car now. And he's going to have, I'm talking to the guy with the Camaro Friday, and we're going to make sure that he can come down and he's running around with Donald. And I think it's going to happen with Donald and that Camaro, that clean-looking Camaro that was in Fayetteville. They want to race because they're both over 3,000 pounds, and they're willing to try each other a small block apiece. So, I mean, you can't ask anything better. Right now, everybody's waiting for this good weather. The break up here is not that great. But Piedmont this week, 80 degrees, no rain. It's gonna be perfect weather. Just nice. I'm glad to see it because we've been out here and it's been cold. It's been 30-some degrees at night, and it's not like that. We don't need a break. And it's great to come down and straight run for us. It's perfect. So we're going to be out there. I know Short Dog, the whole crew will be out. Larry will be there, so if anybody needs anything or are looking how to get there, don't hesitate to give us a call or they want to follow us out when we get ready to go, they can come on out and follow and be more than obliged to take the ride. So without further ado, I'm going to check out a couple people out here right now. I know it's been a few people that have been waiting around, and we've been saying a couple guys and saying they want to run, and I don't know. You have guys that talk a good game, and then you got guys that just are ready to roll, and some just want to sit. I got Brad. He'll be out there with a little Mustang, small block, standard degree, Ford head motor, on juice. He'll be there from North Carolina. He told me today, I talked to him, he says he ain't going to miss it. He'll definitely be in the house. So, I know Porky, I'm going to talk to him in a little bit. We're going to see if we got this Mustang ready. If the Mustang's ready, I guess it's going to be those two Mustangs probably go at it. We're waiting for it to see. Had a little problem, so hopefully Alan's car will be ready. And that race can definitely happen. I know the Nova that he ran over there in Fayetteville, they were talking about bringing him again. So we got a couple cars that want to be the same ones that came down to Fayetteville. They got some different ones, different outlooks. We got Chicago going to be in the house, Alabama going to be in the house. They're definitely coming to look for something. So now we got to see how everybody else turn out. We know Maryland and D.C. will be in the house. There ain't no doubt about it. I got to give them guys ups because they definitely turn around trying to turn the heat on. You know, some people try to turn around, try to take the credit, but hey, they're doing what they have to do, and that's what counts. And some people turn around and say, "Oh, well, if it wasn't for me, no, it wasn't for you. they're the ones that are doing it. So I got to give those racers a big props and a hands on to them. The Hatton brothers, you got to say hats off to those guys. Once they get their car right, they don't mind traveling, they don't mind racing. And good guys. I mean, don't mind going over to one of their trailers. Hey, go over there and say hello, introduce yourselves, you know. That's how you get to know more people, you know. And maybe one day, you know, you're down somewhere and vacationing and just so happen to have nothing to do, you'll be able to go out and hang out with them. And we'll see what happens, you know. It should be very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. But Gunning, I know I'm not going to be able to stay on so long because I haven't had but 4 hours sleep during the whole week. So I know how it's going to be. But I know anybody else that wants to come on, I know you're sitting there. I was hoping I'd catch up to Dwayne. And it was definitely going to be good. But I got a number here, and I'm going to open them up because I see them up there saying 336.
No,
6177. Mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. What's going on now? How's everything, Austin?
Everything's all right. Just getting everything situated.
You guys about ready, or?
Oh, We're getting there. It'll be there Saturday.
Yeah, well, I know the guys are already ready for. They're definitely coming there. They already said they're going to run best on. They ain't worrying about it. I know the money is definitely ain't going to be a money problem, I'll tell you that.
Right.
It definitely ain't that, because I can tell you that this is definitely going to be definitely going down.
That standard degree Ford motor, small block
yep.
on one gun?
The Mustang or which one?
Yeah, the Mustang. I mean, is it on 28, 29s? What is it?
No, it's a 28-inch tall tie car. Just like the G-body is, Duck and the Law is a Malibu. And he's from Alabama. And,
that car sounds like, it's one that sits down to Piedmont right now called Old Whitey. They sound like they sit just down there the same. And I know he's not scared to run, so that's a possibility of a grudge race right there.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, you can go on the website, you can see Duck and the Law, he's a good guy, and he don't mind racing.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, well, he ain't going to wait around the end of the day or end of the night. He's going to do it. He's going out there to do it. That's one thing I got to say about him. He's going to be out there, and he said he's going to make it. Then, like I said, little Tony's definitely going to be in the house. And might be two cars.
We also got Vaz coming too. We got Vaz from Chi-Town. I believe he's coming with a car too. And
okay,
he's flying while racing from out of Chicago.
What kind of car is Vaz bringing?
I believe Vaz is bringing a four-door Malibu, stock suspension with a big block in it. Full interior, no cage. As the show goes on, we'll go ahead and we'll try to get Voss and Duck and the Law both on the phone.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Anybody in particular that you guys are looking for, or are you just staying back, just watching and waiting? Austin.
Anybody in particular we looking for?
Yeah.
No, just once we get down there and we feel like we're ready, it don't matter who it is.
All right. You got any picks on the races this week?
You know what? They're so evenly matched, it's just going to be a toss-up on it. I'm going to have to ride with the home team all the way, though. I mean, I'm going to have to go with the bad storm.
Okay. All right. I hear that. What do you think, Gunning? Hey, Gunning, what do you think? He must be on the other end. Well, I know
I'm here. I think I'm going to go to the race. I think I'll be in Piedmont Friday night. putting my socks on early Saturday morning to get to the track to see who's really going to do what. That's what I don't know. I don't think nothing until I see them cars go down the track.
Oh, you one of those. You don't want to stand up and say.
Hey, come on, Joe. Boy, you just threw me to the wolves.
No, I'm just saying.
Honestly, the way he say that, he's betting with his brain, not his heart.
Hey, look, Joe, listen, I'm still getting familiar with you guys up there on the Northeast. I hear stories. I see the videos on YouTube, but it's nothing like being at the track, hearing them cars on the line chop for themselves, seeing how they tune the cars, seeing how the team make the adjustments to the chassis when they knock the tires off. Man, I got to see that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting familiar with y'all. I got to look at the driver through the window and see if he got any type of fear in his eyes, man. I got to see if he's sweating profusely. Then I'll make decisions. Ask me after the night for the next race coming up, May 25th, who I think is going to do what. I'll be more than happy to weigh in. I ain't scared to weigh in, period.
Well, I can tell you this here. Piedmont, the track is going to hook. They got voted the track of the year last year. So ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And they can say what they want to say. The track is definitely going to be on kill. Big dogs go down there all the time. And that's what they keep it at. And now the little dogs on there should have no problem going down. If I see somebody knock the tires off, it's because the tire had no air in it or something. That's the only way I can see it. Or too much air. Shoot. Nobody should have a problem on traction out there. And we already know that there's a couple of the guys that's out there that said they're coming with a bigger tire car. Matter of fact, is it Vaz that's talking about bringing a bigger tire car? Or is it Chuck and the Law? Vaz?
That was Vaz that mentioned that big tire car. But you know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what, man. You know what? Let's give it about another 15-20 minutes. And we'll start to call into the Midwest, and we'll call into let's see if we can get little Tony on the phone too, and we'll go from there. We'll also call Mario. We'll get Weeby on the phone. Let's let a few people. It's just 7:52. You know, you get up from work, you pull your socks off, and you want that cold one first before you can get started. But we're gonna get down to the bottom of a few things tonight, Joe.
Now they said that. Now tell me something. They said. What's his name want to run? Mario wants to run Weeby. You told me?
Yep, that's a possibility. That's a possibility.
He ain't asking for nothing?
Let's get Mario on the phone. No, Mario's not asking for nothing. But hold on for a second. Let's see if we can carry on with the show. Let me call Mario now.
No problem.
All right.
Go ahead, Joe, as a matter of fact, hold on, we got
a 919-0362. State your name for the show, and your mic is open. Indicut, what's up, Indicut?
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm just calling to see what y'all was up to. I know y'all got that thing going on this weekend, so if everything work out, I'll be there trying to help y'all do that thing.
All right.
I'm going to be there to try to keep them locals in the gear for you.
hey, cut. You can go in when you feel like it, cut. You know what I'm saying? But hey, listen, before we go any further, 336-6177. What's your name for the show?
What's my name?
That's Lil Austin Extreme.
Who was this?
Austin Extreme. Extreme Motorsports.
Oh, Extreme. Austin. Extreme Motorsports. Okay. All right.
Black Mamba.
Okay. Black Mamba. Okay, let me get him in here, and I'm getting ready to see if we can get Mario on the phone now. Y'all hold tight. Long Island Joe, carry on with the show. I'll be back in a minute.
What you got going on, Cut?
Nothing much, man. I'm trying to hang in there, trying to make ends meet, and hopefully y'all have some good weather this weekend so I can be at Piedmont on Saturday, and then I'm going to be in Thunder Valley on Sunday.
Hey, does anybody know if Ira's coming?
Who?
What happened?
Does anybody know if Ira's coming?
I don't know. You got to call him and see.
I don't have his number. That's what I'm saying. That big block with that four-door with no cage, it sounds like a matchup for him.
I don't know. I got Ira's number. I can call and see what he's up to. Matter of fact, I'm trying to take my car over there, one of my cars over there tomorrow so he can fix it. So I'll find out. I'll tell you, I'll find out. Hopefully he can get it fixed for me.
Well, I tell you right now, they're all talking. Everybody's saying they're coming and ready to roll, ready to run. If everybody say what they're going to do, it should be a good one.
Yeah, the weather's going to be fine. The race should be fine. That's how it is. Weather's fine, race is fine. You can't beat it.
Now, I got to say one thing. I know when Gun and Law come with his two cars, he definitely said he wants to run. There ain't no doubt about it. He don't want coming out there. He ain't coming over there for nothing.
Who is that now?
Stuck in the Law. He said he coming. He coming to run. He ain't coming out there to play. When he makes it anywhere, he wants to have a race.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going
what's
back home unless he get a race.
What's Duck in the Law coming with? What's Duck in the Law coming with?
He got a G-Body Malibu with a 23 degree on one gun.
A G-Body Malibu, 23 degree on one gun.
Yep.
Okay, let me see. I'm trying to think.
He also got a big car.
Somebody might try one of them.
He also
somebody
got a
might
big
try
car.
It.
He's also got a big tire car that he's looking to run. He wants to run something. There's no
big
doubt about
tire
it.
Car.
Yeah,
big tire car, right?
Yep. Convention that he's coming out. He's definitely looking for some action.
Hmm. All right. Let me see. I'm trying to think. They're going G by the 23 degree. If this man ain't got to work this weekend, I can find out. He might have action this weekend. This man, I know they ain't got to work.
We also got Little Tony coming.
Right, he on small block fuel injected 29s or he carbureted steel.
No, he got a new car. I'll let him tell you.
He got a new car.
Small tire car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the new Camaro. It's not that Camaro no more. He's got something else. So he's looking to go ahead and he will engage.
Okay.
Oh, can you get a hold of Street King for me?
Hold on. Let me see if I can
that's
try. Hold
man.
On.
That's the man right there.
Hold on.
Joe, you get
yes.
the trunk together?
We're working on it now.
That's a lot. Might have a good run with Mr. Biggs when he gets there. Only thing about it, Mr. Biggs don't do the talk shows or anything. He's just more of an on-site type of guy.
Well, that's all right. Duncan Law, that's how he is. He don't care. When he gets there, he just want to make sure he got somebody that won't back out and will race, and that's all he's looking for.
And you see people like that. Mr. B, they love to race. I'm pretty sure they got a Nova that'll accommodate them.
Yeah. Well, that's what they want to do. They don't want to turn around there and come out there. They ain't coming out there and all that. They just coming out to race. They having fun. That's what they're here for. And
hey, Joe, I got Street King on the phone. I got Street King on the phone.
Oh, shoot. Hey, what's going on, Darren? Yo, Darren, you there?
Yeah, he should be. Darren, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What's going on,
yeah.
Darren?
What up?
Not much. Darren, did they ever, I know we were talking about it. I know those guys, Little Tony, and them probably be on the phone again tonight. They want to keep the money up for the next one. Or either.
Where's the best one at?
Maryland.
They got one in Maryland. They want to, when y'all supposed to run the quarter?
Yeah, quarter mile. They got a quarter mile check?
Yeah,
yes,
Buzz Maryland. Creek is quarter mile.
Mm-hmm. Buzz Creek.
They definitely want to do it. They didn't want, like they said, they didn't want to take the deposit if you're going to turn around and do it.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, I got to get you to talk to them and let you go from there.
When it is?
That's going to be May 25th. So.
Yeah, May 25th is on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they could do it. I mean, I'm saying we could still do it. You know where they could they don't talk to Mike Hickory either.
Nah, they ain't gonna be down there.
Yeah.
They're gonna be at. See, y'all was supposed to run quarter mile, not 8 mile.
Oh, yeah, quarter mile.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know we got the thing at Piedmont this week, so you know we got a lot going on this week here.
Got an 8 mile track, get it?
Yeah, we going to Piedmont. There's a lot of us going to Piedmont right now.
Piedmont, 8 mile track, get it?
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
You've been there before. That's when you started running
extreme.
Yeah, that was 8 mile track.
Yes, yeah, 8 mile track. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all gonna be there. We all gonna be there this weekend.
Go.
We all gonna be there. So the guys gonna be out there. And it's a couple. Matter of fact, it's like 4 running runs locked in already. So that's
oh,
for
real?
Yeah. You know, your man out there, Popeye, running my man, Big Dwayne, the slut.
Oh, they locked in?
Yeah, they locked in. Bad Storm is locked in with Kenny Beachman. You know, that race, I think they locked in for 5-on-3 or 5-on-5.
Yeah, 5-on-3. 5-on-3. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Damn.
Yeah, all that is locked in for the 26th at
Piedmont. Y'all need home record, man. Where home record at? Where is home record? You need home record.
Home record, We should be putting the motor in there by Saturday. The motor be done Monday.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there it is. Future reference.
Okay. Yeah, because you got anything in small block on juice out there?
Small block on juice. But not in that crowd like that. I mean, you know, that we for homework. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, not that good. But they got a couple other guys out here. We got, Duck and the Law.
Who?
Duck and
the
Law.
The one he ran on motor, right?
Who it is?
Duck and the Law. He had a Malibu on juice, one stage, nitrous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he coming. He'll be there.
A small block.
Small block, one stage. G-Body.
I don't know how his car set up.
Huh?
How the car set up?
Small block juice, stock suspension.
I mean, like full body, or I mean, like, you know, they are all race or what?
Oh no! Full. It's you can look on the website and go look at it. It's all metal. You know, except for the hood, probably. That's about it. But
hey,
yeah, he coming.
Hold on.
Y'all talking about a green Malibu.
Huh?
You talking about a green Malibu.
You got it. Yep. Yep, they definitely coming, so all that gonna be there.
And you say he's a small block 23 on one hit, or he's just small block on one hit?
23 on one hit.
Okay, small block 23 on one hit.
Yeah,
I might be able to get in touch with somebody tonight. I don't know, and if I do, I'm gonna have to call you back. I can't do it now, but I'll see if I can get it. I know somebody who's got a small block, 23 degree G body on one hit. He might try that. If he ain't got the work.
I don't want to know what they did. Just say what you want to do. Be able to go over there.
Ain't no
price
tag.
I get it running
for you,
then I
think.
Somebody might go.
Yeah. Somebody fussing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my dad.
Hey, Joe.
What?
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, sir.
Hey, I just got a phone call. Call me back in the car. I'm going to try to work on something, see what I can do.
Don't worry. I'll hit you back. All right? Go ahead on.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff going on, so should be pretty good. And I know Brad told me that he's going to make it there, too, so it's going to definitely be on the money. I know Brad told me.
Joe, I'm going to see if I can't get that G-body I know about on the phone. I'm going to see if I can get it. All right?
Okay.
All right.
I can beat
you. Austin.
Yeah.
That's your mic that's open like that? I hear a lot of your background noise coming through. You hear your whole conversation.
I,
I'm over here by myself.
Yeah, I don't know who the heck it was just then. All right, so I know Bones, he said they ready. They're going to be ready, so. He said they're going to have a call, ready to roll, ready to ride, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know the whole situation with the other kid. What's the guy he had over there, the thief?
Who?
The Nova, the thief, the one that,
yeah.
That one, the Nova, you know anything he said he had already, or what he say?
Well, he's ready.
He ready?
He said he wants his race back from you. He don't like how you took his DP. He wants it back.
Yeah, well, you know what? Things changed. That's how many years ago that was? Shoot. I'm the same way. He the same. That's the whole thing. Well,
he's the same as when he tried to lock you in.
He's running nice, as you know. He ain't trying to lock me in. He locked me in. He just lost
his
deposit. That's all.
Well,
he locked me in.
I didn't see what you did to me. He didn't want more problems.
Well, he was first. It wasn't even that. He was running me first. And he was supposed to run me first, and then he got cold feet at the last minute. I was shocked. He might would have got me, too.
Yeah.
He just didn't, I don't know. He didn't have no heart that day. I guess he just had to give up the money. But, you know, that's all about racing.
But he did say he wants his deposit back. Is what he said he's going to run you this time.
I might have to jump in the big block car this time. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Don't be surprised what you might not see me jump in. Don't be surprised. But, I know there's a few other cars that told me they're definitely coming up. Matter of fact, I got something I can run with. I got a 70 Camaro. That's right. I didn't even think about that. On 28.
Stock suspension?
I'm not sure, but I know it's on 28 or 29. It's all still. I'm pretty sure. Let me see. I'm not too sure, but he going to be there. Conventional head. Boy, that might be the race right there.
Where's he from?
He's really from up here. You know, his father-in-law from up here. His brother is June. They're gonna have the car down there. So I know for a fact. Definitely probably get really Virginia. They in Virginia right now.
If y'all got that car that will run the thief and it's from up north.
I said,
if y'all going to run the thief with that car, Mr. Biggs got a small block Nova stock suspension on 28 that will try that car to run the thief.
He got a small block on juice, on guns?
Yeah.
It's a Nova?
It's a full-bodied Nova.
All
right. Called, what? It's called Lamont Center.
Lamont Sanford.
It's all rusted. I mean, you know, old slow, small block. But if y'all gonna try to thief, I'm pretty sure he'll try y'all.
All right. Well, I probably can buy it. Hey, I want to open his mic. Stay right on for a minute. It's my man right here. I got to make sure he get on. I know he out there working. Stefano, your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe? How you feeling, my good friend?
Hanging in there. Feel better than the other day.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that, man.
Yeah.
How's everybody else doing out there tonight?
Everybody's trying to hang in there. They talking a good game. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, you know that. You seen them people talk that game, but they can't back it up. You know what I mean?
Hey,
yeah.
Joe.
Hmm?
If that Camaro comes down that you said will run the seas, you said it's all steel, big block on 28.
Yep.
Well, we got a small block truck on 28.
He run that too.
Okay.
He gonna be there. Promise you that. He gonna be there. He gonna be there. It ain't gonna be no problem. When I say he gonna come, he coming. But I'm telling you, they all said they're coming out there. They gonna play around. I mean, everybody said they coming. Now, Stefano, you know, I wanted to clear the air right now because I just figured you can you clear it? You want to clear it? Can you elaborate on this?
I ain't know nobody got them.
Hold on one second. You're breaking up. What's that, Joe?
Hold on one second.
Somebody got to put someone on mute.
Loud in the back. It's open. I don't know who it was, but Stefano, this is what I'm going to clear up the air, because there's a lot of people going around and trying to take credit or something, and I don't like it when they do stuff like that. Well, the thing I want to just clear is what happened with the race, Django and Pink Warrior.
All right. That's pretty simple.
Okay.
I got a phone call from, I can lay it down, like I said, step for step how it happened. I got a call here at my shop that somebody asked me if I could put two cars together, which was Django and the Pink Warrior, and I said I can do that. We got together, and I believe Daryl, or what's his name, who owns Django?
Derek.
He called Derek. Derek, him and I had talked, and we put the race together. We needed a deposit man, and he asked me if I felt comfortable with Long Island Joe, and I say absolutely. And by the time we were done, 30 minutes later, that race was locked in. It's 5 for $3,000 or better to the eighth. And like I said, nobody should take a credit for that race except, like I said, Joe put us together. And like I said, we're looking to, you know, we're looking to go to war on the 25th at Bloods Creek, and it's going to happen.
I'll tell you
and
what.
There was no other parties involved in that whatsoever. Like I said, I got a phone call from a contact, and, you know, they knew that I could put it together. We put it together, and like I said, I was okay. Like I said, you know, Derek and I, we agreed on the deposit man, and like I said, I'm standing for the Pink Warrior, and like I said, it's a race, and we're going out there.
Yeah, because let me just show you how quick somebody has to a race stopper. I get a phone call. Oh, man, they said you part of that crew. I don't know if I should be having you holding the money. I said, huh? What are you talking about? This one just got this now. I got the phone call. I said, hold on. You guys want me as a deposit man? I'm fair. You guys, what you agreed on? I got no problem whatsoever. If you open that hood up and you got a big chief in there, and you don't have anything what you said, you said you don't have a you got a conventional head.
Right, conventional head out of the both cars, right. Mm-hmm. Conventional head out of the box, chassis intake, one carburetor on guns. That was it.
Yeah. 128, non-W.
That's correct, 128.
That's all it is. I said, that's how I go. I said, I don't pull that stunt. I said, I said the stunt was it got pulled on me. It wasn't me pulled on somebody. So let's just clear the air before anybody else can go running off and tell them the big lie. So that's what happened. I got this phone call, and I'm telling you, the guy actually called me up and told me. I said, listen, man, I said, let me tell you, this is how it goes. I don't care. If you come in there, if he comes in there, I wouldn't care what he say. I know the rules, and that's how it's got to be. If you're not in the lanes by 6 o'clock, and guess what? And the other person turns around, you got an hour breakdown. If you break, you got an hour breakdown. Now that means 7 o'clock. And the other guy goes down, I don't care if he goes down there only going 30. He wins the money.
Absolutely. Well,
that's
like I said, you know, you've done business with me before and how my reputation is. Like I said, my word is my bond. And like I said, I'm standing for him because I made sure, number one, there's not going to be a problem with the deposit, with the pot, nothing like that. Because, again, like I said, I got involved in the race. And now, like I said, it's got to happen or he's got to come out of pocket. I mean, it's the bottom line. So, like I said,
you
know, and I wouldn't want the same, you know, done to me. You know, like I said, if I get involved in a race, it's not even about the money at that point. It's my reputation that I care about more. I can care less about the money.
There you go. And that's what I told him. I said, why would I said, I'm not like that. I said, those other guys did that jump. And guess what? They're paying for it right now.
Yep.
Nobody wants to bother with them. Nobody wants to bother. If you're going to be truthful, be truthful. Don't turn around and be up there saying one thing.
Yep.
You can't be a biased person. You can't turn around and say,
you can't do that.
You know, you, these other guys, forget it. Oh, my God.
Right. You can't
fool.
Like I said,
that's bull crap.
Right? And it's one thing,
that.
Like I said, to be on, it's one thing to be on your game when you skip a race. As long as you're skipping a race of what you have and you ain't playing no slimy stuff and all like that, it's a race. And like I said, you got to be on your game. And like I said, just me, when I skip a race, I make sure I'm on my game. But like I said, if I'm telling you I'm coming with something, I'm going to have what I have. I'm not going to give no money away for nothing. And like I, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I come with my heart on my sleeve. And that too, like I said, anybody that I'm with, that I stand with, is going to do the same thing. Ain't no slimy stuff. And, you know, how you, you know, like I said, with what happened to you, I mean, that still bothers me. And to me,
yeah,
when
it,
I face,
you
know, and when I run into the person that, like I said, and again, I ain't trying to put no names out there, I'll have my word to say, even though it's not my business, but it hurts the game. It hurts the whole game.
It does.
Like I said, it's not even about the money. You know, it's about camaraderie. Everybody, like I said, we're all racers, and like I said, we all work hard to put our cars, you know, get to the track. Ain't nothing cheap these days. You know what I mean? And like I said, depending on what your budget is, it doesn't make a difference. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, when you get involved in a race, you got to know what you're getting involved with. That's the bottom line. So you got to make sure that you cover your ass. And that's how I handle my business. And, you know, just like me, Joe, listen, people call me out, I'm ready to go at their throat. And now, like I said, it ain't happening. And I don't make no noise like that. I don't handle my business like that. I just come to race. I'll come off the trail. I don't care. Like I said, if I think I got a fighting chance, I'm going out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not any pot that we have to match. It doesn't make a difference. You know, I don't try to bully people off pots, but like I said, it hurts the whole game in general. Like I said, your word means more in this game than anything. And, you know, like I said, I just wish I was there when that happened to you, because that would have never happened. That's just bad business. You know,
it
so maybe it'll come around.
It's coming to them now. Everybody knows. Now they're trying to call around and see this one. Can this one help me? This one. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind helping anybody, but you know what I mean? When you do me like that, you just did me wrong.
That's just straight up dirty. I don't even know how, like I said, like somebody like that, and, you know, it's not like it was somebody, a nobody. You know, he was a known person.
The
I ain't trying to put no hate out there, but.
The bad part is they took the money and I never got mine back.
That was the worst part.
Now, you know, that was called for really getting a little bit, you know what I mean? I mean, I was like, man, I don't know how the heck. That still got a bad taste on them, you know what I mean? Talking about they're going to support me to show, I don't need your support. I don't want it. You actually kill a show when you have somebody like that.
Yeah,
I don't need you.
And like I said, and from here, but like I said, it's a lesson for everybody that you just anybody out there. I'm saying anybody out there that you can't do business with a guy like that. You know what I mean? And like I said, again, everybody knows who did it, what you know, who was responsible, and you know, who was the DP man and stuff like that. He couldn't even talk to me. Just listen, I ain't got nothing to say to you. I wouldn't do anything. There's no reason to. Because like you say, your handshake. You know, if you're doing a job. Like I said, you got to play straight. I don't care whose side you're on or whatever, any side. If you're a DP man, you got to, what's right is right, and that's the whole principle of the game.
The sad part was I could have did the same thing, like I told you. You guys, okay, DP man's holding the money. 5 o'clock, you're in the lanes. They wasn't even there. I could have went down the track.
Yep.
They got to pay me.
Absolutely.
I did. I kept on trying to be a nice guy. Look what happened. But it's all right. It goes around. It comes back. Like I told everybody.
There's no question about it. Because like I said, their reputation to do something like that, there is no reputation. You know, like I said, they have no credibility whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's why, like I said, and I can only speak for myself, is I wouldn't
now
even.
Now, tell me something. Before I get off the floor, you're going to have the car out there on the 25th, right?
Now I'm looking. Yeah, we're definitely being there. I can't wait. We're chomping at the bit. We're getting close, and like I said.
We are looking for a conventional head on motor.
On motor.
On motor. Anybody looking for conventional head on motor, give me a call because that
and
day.
And we should short that cast and take one carburetor. And I guarantee anybody that sits next to me will have their hands full and then some.
That's what I want to hear. Now, you know, with the Django race and the Pink Warrior, you know the deal, right?
Yeah.
They say that the deal is that La Russa, they used to call him the Mouth of the South, is going to get in your man's head, and that's what's going to be the race.
There ain't nothing to get in. Listen, like I try to tell, even like I said, Joe, who, you know, the driver for the Pink Warrior, man, ain't nobody can get in your head. As long as you know you got confidence in your car, you race your own race, and that's how I approach everything. And you can't let anybody get in your head. As long as your car does what it's supposed to do, yeah, and like I said, if you go out there and you get beat, oh, well, that's racing. You know what I mean? You didn't do your job.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah. And I've never been, like I said, if I've ever lost, and like I said, I've lost two times, I think. And like I said, one was at English Town with Tony from Connecticut, and I just hate it. I just, like I said, I just don't, like I said, I just had a bad feeling about English Town, and the car did what it was supposed to do, but like I said, you know, the track went away. I knew what time we went in there, and like I said, the car, you know, we lost, and, you know, you take it and move on.
Yeah, you're right, 100%. Well, I got a couple of mics that just opened up, too. And stay right on, Stefano, because I see Wolfpack is on here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Big George on here, too.
Yo, did you find your, listen, I hear Buck Harvey's not even showing up on the 25th. That's the latest heard, that he's so scared right now. I heard he's mad at LBM because LBM put him out there like that. This is what I'm hearing on my side now, because I'm coming for him. I'm coming right for his heart. He ain't going to have nothing left, I guarantee it.
Big Joe,
who
you better answer that.
Who is this?
Remember you was up there saying the pizza gangs to the Pizza Hut and all that? This is the man.
Well,
who's that? Who's that on the other line? Is that Buck Harvey?
This is Wolfpack and Big
Joe. Because I know he ain't got enough courage to come on here. It's easy to make a video. But that's as far as it goes, I guess.
I speak up for Buck Harvey. Buck Harvey gonna run you a pizza oven or whatever. I mean, hey, he wants to guy.
He's a gangster.
He goes, hey, win, draw, lose, champ. Buck Harvey gonna run you. Believe that. You can believe that. I will.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get Buck Harvey on the line right now. We're locking in right now. How's that?
Okay.
You get Buck Harvey on the line. We're locking the race right now for the 25th. Off the trail. I don't care. How's that?
We're doing
a
Larry Keys race?
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry Keys race to 20. We're locking in tonight. Come right off the trailer, and I'm going to crack his ass. And we ain't going out there for no – listen to me. We ain't going out there for no lunch money. I'm telling you that right now. So he better save up. Because like I said, he called me out. Now he's got as much action as he can handle. And Joe will tell you how I handle my business. And I'll come off the trailer. I don't even care.
So what are you talking about? I mean – I tell you what, man, just call me. We don't even talk about the price. But if you're trying to buy a race and buy the man out, you know, Buck Harvey.
I ain't trying to buy a race. Listen to me. Whoa. I'm not trying to buy. I don't need to buy a race, bro. Listen to me. Your man called me out, okay? So he's got a race, but I'm not going out there. Listen, anybody that knows me, Joe will be the first one to tell you, I don't go out there for no money. It's got to be $3,000 or better, and that's no money race. I usually go out for at least five for five, $1,000 for five. Okay, because I got too much money. Listen to me. I got too much money invested, okay, in my operation.
You ain't got no more money. You ain't got no – you know, y'all guys like y'all, man, make me sick, man. I mean, really, I can't beat you. I can stand up, man, say I can't beat you. But y'all try to up the bet when no people don't bet that kind of money, man, and then you're going to talk about your girls racing, man.
Okay, but Joe will be the first one. What's an average race up here? I can speak for up in this area. An average race is at least 3,000 or better. At least. Am I right or wrong, Joe, as long as you know me, am I ever going up
right,
under 5,000?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, with the big tax laws, let me just tell you, this is no lie, though, because Django and them just locked in with the Pink Warrior. They from Philly. On the 25th of May, they locked in for five on 3,000 and better. Django actually wanted to lock in five on five, 4,000 on five. But they said
right.
3,000. They docked it to 3,000 because they only won 8 miles.
Right, and the reason being, we wanted to run the quarter, okay? Django didn't want to run the corner. So we'll still go out there. We'll gamble. So since he didn't want to run the corner and he wanted the eighth, we gave him the eighth. But for the eighth, we only wanted to go for three or better. I'm sure we're going to be able to match the pot. You know, we might be get the five. There's no cap on the pot. It's three or better. So like I said, it's not – that's how we do business up this end. That's all. And I'm not trying to bully nobody off the pot, but I'm not going out there. Listen, I went out there for lunch money one time. And that was basically I shook down on the car that I raised the capital. That's all that was, and that's how I looked at it. I got too much invested in my gear to go out there for fuel to get out of my business for the day to pay somebody to be here, and that's the way I race. And I'm not a rich guy. I'm a working man. I work 110 hours a week, and Joe will testify to that. So like I said, but if somebody's going to call me out, okay, how much you – okay, let me ask you, somebody flipping around. What kind of money does he want to do it for? Let me ask you that.
I can't speak up for him, but I know he's not – all I'm saying I can tell you is he didn't call you out, but Buck Harvey,
ain't that kind of better? I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I
okay, well, then listen. Well, then he knows, listen to me. And again, okay, and I have no problems with that. But I'm not going out there for, okay, again, and he needs, like I said, he needs to stay in his class where he races. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to pick on nobody or buy a race. I don't need to do that. You
but
know?
You sound like you and your feelings, champ. Okay, let me ask you a question. And answer it honestly. Would I have the same problem if I challenge you?
Wait, would you have the same problem as what?
You seem like you and your feelings. Would I have the same problem if I challenge you myself?
What's the same problem? How do you say? We never thought with your truck.
I mean,
how do you say?
Listen. I don't call bigger people. I ran troublemaker, and he bowed down to 500. I mean.
You know what he's talking about? He got a little Mustang that ran my son a little truck.
Right.
That's what he's talking about.
Right. I'm just saying. Let me explain something. I'm gonna speak for these guys down here. They knocked that Russell better. I mean, you competition to him. He feel you want to run you, but I can't really speak for him. But I believe truly, maybe they may give $1,000.
No.
Around here, we not, and I'm not down nobody around here. We love good racing. I mean, I do it myself. I'm not ashamed to say it. I can't afford this stuff, but I will run anybody. For sort of money
I'm right, I understand
my...
it. Right, and this is just the races that
so
I prefer to get the.
Listen. So why
I'm
the
listening.
If Buck Harvey wanted them to do it, but it ain't no different with me. I don't understand that. I mean, that's going to show me. I'm just saying hypothetically now. I'm just saying as far as guards racing, there was one time, man, when I came up in the '60s running on with street racing.
Right.
It was like $2, and the biggest bet was $25.
Mm-hmm. And I respect you, right. And I respect it. But also, listen, okay, and I respect where you come from. But also, up this end, I know guys that won't go out there for under $10,000 to $15,000 a race. And again, Joe will testify to it. So, like I said, I'm not in their league because, like I said, not that I won't bet for that. But I'm saying I don't like putting that kind of money out there. But there's different levels of racing, I guess. Me, I have too much investment to put my business out there, right? Just like that, for even, like I said, $1,000, because like I said, by the time, especially if I'm traveling, you understand what I'm saying? So I understand where you're coming from, but like I said, just like me, I'm not trying to come off like I got a whole bunch of money, okay? But
okay.
Like I said, there's different levels of racers out there. There's guys that I know, I can mean five off the pot that won't come out there for under 10 grand.
I respect all y'all because y'all know. See, like I say, I'm the type that's gonna tell the truth. I can't afford this, and the money I bet is what I bet. I'm not gonna betray it, but what I'm saying also is that a lot of guys, you're supposed to be in it for. If you put $3,000 in your car and you run it for $2, that's backwards. I understand that. I mean, I really understand. I mean, I don't have no problem with y'all. I talk the same trash to y'all that talking to y'all don't down me or nothing. I respect that, and I appreciate y'all not doing it, but you know, a lot of guys, and I won't speak up for Buck Harvey because he's almost the same as I am. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We love, there's a couple of guys down here in DMV, we love boys racing, and it's just we can't stack like that. You understand
hey,
what I'm
right.
saying?
No, I understand that.
Okay.
Hey, George, look, this is it. I'm going to interrupt y'all for a second. George, this is the deal. If you got guys who believe that this guy can beat this man picks a gangster, you have a lot of people in that area that y'all can even team up to come with the money.
Exactly.
Group of guys and say, look, man, we trying to run this man from out of town. We believe he can beat him. You know, I got 100. This man ain't got 100. It don't matter if y'all come up with 30 folks as long as y'all come up with the money.
That's
what we're saying.
I'm telling
you. Get the Maryland, D.C. area with you and say, look, we are going to run this man and all of us are going to gamble to make this thing right. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Everybody
can take a minimum loss. You know, that's what they're saying. They're saying is it doesn't matter who bets what and how much each person bet, pull it
it's
together,
where the pot goes.
Come up with the pot. Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out. I mean, I talk to Joe all the time, so I'm going to try to find out for the 25th. We're going to try to get a pot up. I'm going to try to get a pot up just for you and him.
Right.
And you feel it's really
absolutely.
give me a couple of days, and I'm going to find out. But, you know, I'm not going to speak upon these dudes around here, and I don't have no hatred against nobody. But I get better results out of guys like y'all that's out of town, and I'm not going to speak upon them because I don't even mess with a lot of these guys around here because they fake, and I don't
And that's why I just tried to say, if somebody put him up to that, and like I said, he didn't know what he was getting himself into, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not picking on him, but, you know, like I said, the man called me out. If I think that I outclass somebody, I'm not going to do that. I don't need no GWs. I want somebody that sits like me that I know I got a fighting chance, or you know what I mean? Or whoever I race, it's going to be a race. Like I said, my time is too important. So like I said, he did the call out, and like what he called just said, everybody pulls their money together and puts their pot in. If people believe in you, if your crew believes in you, like I said, I mean, our pots have gone, like I said, you know, even with Pink Warrior. Like I said, we gave the man the race that he wanted to do, okay? And like I said, he came at us at five. He wanted to do 1,000 for five. And we would do that if he would go to the quarter. He won't go to the quarter. So what we did is I gave him the race that he wanted to give, okay, and we dropped the pot. But I know it's going to go over three. And it's not just, say, the Pink Warrior putting out the money. You know what I mean? We want to make sure if all our boys are – if our crew is traveling, that everybody can get something in, because that's how much confidence we have in our equipment and, you know, in the race. You know, and like I said, just like with me, if I get in the big money races, a decent money race, it's not all my money. I make sure I leave room for everybody. You know what I mean? It just so happens, like I said, you know, people have a lot of confidence in me and my stuff. And like I said, I don't have no problems coming off the trailer. When I come to race somebody, I don't got to pop my hood. I'm ready to race. I've done my homework and I did all, you know, I did my work. And that's just like that, you know, with you guys. You know, if you guys can get your pot up, like I said, again, I'm not, and it depends. Like I said, it's not worth putting my business out there, you know, for $1,000, whatever. Because, hey, so by the time I'm done, it's going to cost me $1,000 for everything just to get down there.
I got you. I respect Pisa. Pisa, man, I know you. I respect you, man. You ride. I ain't got no problem saying it. But, you know, give me a couple of days. You know, one thing I'm going to stand firm. One thing about me, I'm going to tell the truth. It don't shame me
to
be honest.
And same thing with me.
So just give me a couple of days.
You got as much time as me. Put it this way, George, ain't nothing locked in right now, and I'm going to be down there. But like I said, you know, if we can lock it in, we got the race, and however he feels more confident, he's got confidence in his equipment. Like I said, we'll come off the trailer, and like I said, we'll get the sips. Like I said, either Joe or, like I said, we'll get a mutual. Like I said, any deposit, man, I'm good with that. And I come like how I sit. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. So if we get that race locked in, I'll look forward to it. And then, you know, then we go from there.
Believe me,
everybody knows it. It's not Buck Harvey I'm just looking for. Anybody that's just comparable to me, they got action, as much action as they can handle. It's my first year time out this year.
I wish I could say I could run you, but I can't beat you, Big Bub. I got to stop jumping out of my league. I stay in my place, you hear me?
I hear you, bro. I hear you. Just like myself, I stay in my league. If I know I ain't got enough for you, I'm gonna show you the respect and give you a handshake. Unless you want to gamble and make the race right, we'll go out there. Like I said, I'm not just limited to conventional heads or, you know what I mean, short decks like I said. But if we got a fighting chance, if anybody makes the race right, we're going to go out there. That's how much confidence I got in my equipment.
Let me talk to a couple of my guys, and we're going to see, anywhere. Okay, let me ask you this. Anywhere from 15 on up is cool.
25 now. Listen, I'm letting you off the hook at 25 because everybody knows I've been talking. I wanted to come because he called me out and put me out on a video. And if you want to sit next to me, if he wants to sit next to me, pull your guys together. 2,500, we'll go out there. 25 or better, we'll lock in. But I'd like to lock in 1,000 for 25 since we're only going for 25. That way I know once I pull my stuff out of the trailer, you ain't going to find him because he's going to be scared to death when he sees the car.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, if we find somebody we comfortable with, we don't disregard Buck Harvey. It's just a question. If we find somebody, get the 25 up, will you run long as they with conventional head? What are your rules?
Listen to me. Listen. First of all, like I said, George, anybody that sits comfortable with me, like I said, we'll sit whoever. I'll sit anybody. Like I said, we'll sit the race. We'll see what I'm sitting next to. As long as they sit like me, they got action. It's easy. And it don't have to be 25. Like I said, as long as they sit, if you got a car that sits comfortable with me, okay, and even if he's got more or whatever, if they want to make the race right, they got action for 25 or better. Or like I said, I like to go out for five. but it doesn't have to be that way. So, again, and to put it out there, and everybody knows how I said conventional head, short deck, cast intake, one carburetor. Okay?
Okay,
the car is what it is, and I don't have a problem popping the hood at the end of the, you know what I mean, at the end of the race or whatever. Listen, I'm proud of how my equipment, you know, like I said, about my equipment. So that's how I sit. And if I think we got a fighting chance to go out there, if they got a big chief motor, whatever, like I said, they got to make the race right. That's all. But anybody sits just like me, they got action. I don't need, like I said, if you come, again, you come with what you tell me you're coming with, they'll sit right next to me. You ain't, like I said, the end of the race, you pop the hood. I don't even need to see the car. As long as you tell me how the car sits, I don't even care what car it is. And I'll come off the trailer. It doesn't make a difference. I'll gamble. I can't get any fairer than that. Right, George?
You a real racer. I mean, I respect you, but just give me, is you going to Piedmont, Charlie?
No, I can't get out of my business. Nah, it's too soon. I have some staffing issues. I just bought another place. So I'm between two places right now trying to get another place fired up right now. So
be ready for
I wish 26. I was trying to get to Piedmont. I just can't get out. My schedule won't allow me. So, like I said, now I will be, if everything works out right, Big George, it looks like there's a 70%, 80% chance I might be at Cecil County on the 10th. There's a grudge day there. But I'm putting everything together for the 25th at Buzz Creek. That's my favorite track. So
okay,
I just love that facility.
I keep in touch with Joe. So what I do is I'm going to talk to the guys, and I'm going to see what we can really do with Buck Harvey. And like I say, I take responsibility to find somebody like you, but we're going to deal with Buck Harvey.
If you guys get together, like I said, I'll go out and like I said, I talked to my crew, and like I said, you know, we didn't want to go out front of the 3,000 or better, but like I said, I got a lot of respect for you, Big George. You've been straight up, like I said, and, you know, and like I said, somebody put Harvey out there like that, so guess what? You guys pop together 25 or better. And I will go out there, and I'll shake down on them. That's all I have to do. I think it's just a better shakedown for me.
Okay, well, give me a couple of days. I'll get the number, and I'll talk to you straight up, and we'll keep it on. Just give me a couple of days so I can mingle around and talk to you guys.
George. As soon as you get the guys ready, no problem.
I talk to Joe all the time, so, you know.
Yeah,
it's okay. Give me a few days.
Like I said.
I'm almost sure it can happen. I just gotta talk to some people. We'll make it happen because it seems like it's a good chess race. I see it, and a whole lot of people like to see it. You know, and we'll go from there.
Listen to me, George. And one thing why I won't let him off the hook because the man actually said, I believe in the video, that he got the fastest conventional head motor out there or something to that extent. And I don't put my business out there like that. But somebody got to go through me to get to there. That's how I'm looking at it. So now I'm out to prove a point.
I got you. I'm messing with you, man. You straight up, man. I'm a guy, long out of Joe and all the other guys down the road, man. I respect y'all. Y'all put it in. Y'all get the work in. Y'all just like I am. It don't really bother me, man. But like I say, I keep one thing straight, man. When I say I can't afford something, I ain't ashamed of it.
Respect that.
As soon as the pot gets up, we go ahead and do it. But I want you to tell them about your race, too, at Colonial Beach, what you guys got going on.
Well, we started. We messed up, but we are actually going to be starting May 2nd. It's a 20-car field starting out. And it's not how fast you is. It's the spot you gave into the spot you pick. And what it is, you're growing up the ladder, you know, it's a 10-car field, and you grow up the ladder. It's like a event. So, you know, you get to challenge each other in a 10-car field. It's pretty cool. You know, you can bet your money, you know, whatever you want to bet. But you get to, you know, every Friday, it's one Friday out of the month right now, and it's me, Custom T, and LBM, and we just started something to build back up Colonial Beach because Colonial Beach used to be a real grudge track, just like y'all tracks down the road. So, I mean, it's going to be kind of interesting because every different motor size, chassis cars or stock cars that, you know, we had started out with, you know, you could get a spot, but but we're not even going with that no more. We're just matching up cars, and if people, individuals feel that they outpowering each other, it's up to them to actually set the race up to be fair. If not, they move back to the lower spots. So it's going to be pretty interesting. We formed it. I actually went down. Me, Fast Eddie, Mark, and Laurie Chi and LBM. We was down there Friday, and we got a little work in. You know, within no prep track. What happened was the people that ran the track to somebody else, and they didn't want the track prep that Friday. So we actually got some work, and it'll be on a video either tomorrow or LBM's video, either tomorrow or Thursday. You know, we got a little work in. We talked to a lot of people. A lot of people trying to get involved. So it's going to be pretty interesting with spots. I mean, it's spots you got to maintain. You know, it's a trial basis, but I think it's going to be real interesting. We figured it out. So we're going to see how it works.
Okay. All right. Well, I know Wolfpack is doing over there on the back there, Calvin, I think, right?
Yeah, Calvin, he didn't actually make it on Friday.
No, I think he's on the mic right now.
Yeah, but we didn't want them kind of cars down there because we don't want nobody to tear up their cars or hurt their cars, being on the track wasn't prep.
Yeah.
But we will be in full blast. The first race going to actually be May 2nd. So if y'all can make it, you know, it's going to be pretty cool. We got the track. It should be pretty interesting, really. It should
okay.
be.
Okay. All right. Well, I know Calvin, you on there.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. Now, I heard you had a race the other day. Who'd you run?
I ran fastest conditional head Vic Buck out there.
Oh, you ran Buck Harvey?
Yeah, that was Mr. Buck. I guess I'm the fastest now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on.
Uh-oh.
I guess I'm over the crown for the fastest conventional head big block on motor.
Oh, shoot.
You know, they say to beat a man, you got to beat the man, so I kind of like beat up on him a little bit.
Oh, look, I think Pizza Gang somebody messed around and dropped off for a minute. He ain't hear that one.
Yeah, but man, his specs is just too big for me to chew, man. Hey, yo, he said he worked 110 hours a week, man. I need to work 70 more hours than I'm working now to run him. My goodness.
But you know what? The guy on the suit, that man will be working until 12 o'clock tonight.
Man.
I ain't going to lie to you. You can call him. I mean, you can go to, matter of fact, if you ever up in the area, go straight to his shop. He's like
hey,
that. I mean, he does put in his work.
Hey,
know?
Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Y'all get ready. Cause I'm telling you, I don't be that good. You know my purpose right now, don't you?
But listen, I ain't going to say nothing yet.
Yeah, you, hey. Hey, I got something for y'all, you hear me?
Okay.
Well, let me ask you something, Joe. What time will the track open and what time we actually going to start grudge racing? Can you answer?
Believe it or not, we're going to be able to get in them gates at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
We're probably going to go down the track about 11. I already know a few races that are going to be jumping off earlier.
Uh-huh.
So some guys like to go right away. You know how it is.
So what time me and your son, what time he want to do it? What time y'all want to do it?
I won't know yet because I didn't even get to work on a George. I was in, I had to go back to the hospital. So, you know, I end up,
You all right?
Well, I got cancer right now. So I'm in a fight, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah, we praying for you, big brother. All
right, thank you.
When you get time, I got how to get out of there. Email me the address to that track when you get time before this video.
You got it.
I really appreciate it. And right now I'm working on my car. I had to get on and talk to you because I hadn't told what happened with your surgery. But call whenever you get chance. I got to get off because I'm trying to get ready for you on Saturday. Kenvo?
You got it. All right, see you then soon, George. All right. Oh, I got to end. So now out of Wolfpack, they'll say he the man.
Yeah, Wolfpack is the man. I want to say that, but I got what happened. Wolfpack, real honestly, Wolfpack is one of my heroes. I admire that guy. He do step up to the bat, and he can't hold his own. So if he said he did it, which I know he did. So he is the fastest conventional hero around right now.
So, in other words, y'all need to go ahead and use him to run Pizza Gangsta.
Yes, sir. We sure will. But, I mean, I try to keep stuff on. Book Harvey did challenge him, and we're going to see. But, you know.
Well, you know what? Like I said, you're supposed to bring the best.
Well, Junior, right now, Junior is the best. He proved. He's a spinach, so and his drink his milk. He got a light color to his chin, so he all
right. Well, that's how I look at it. You know what? Everybody pull together and put that money together on that one. Just say, heck, we're going to take the best and go against them. That's all. That's how you
well,
both team up, not pull against each other. Y'all team up and go ahead and do it.
We will definitely pull up, but Wolfpack, I will call him. But since Buck Harvey did, we'll give him an opportunity to try to prove his point. If not, we will be accommodating. We will hold our own this time up here. Believe that.
Okay. Well, Stefano had dropped off, but he's back on. So, Stefano,
well,
you heard
on.
That,
yeah,
right?
I had to call my food order in. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, no problem.
What are we doing here? Who we got?
Well, what we heard, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Buck Harvey ran Wolfpack this week. Wolfpack beat Buck Harvey. So, basically, he is the baddest conventional head out there right now that we looking at.
On motor or is he shooting?
I don't know. I'm not sure what he did. Calvin,
well,
you on here?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Now, hey, how'd y'all do that for
you? You shoot, go ahead. You got a conventional head? Can't you take one carburetor?
I got a conventional head.
Okay, well, big block, okay. Cast intake?
Yeah.
One carburetor?
One carburetor.
Okay.
Four tires.
On motor?
Where did it go? Huh? Yeah.
There you go, Joe. We got a race. What do you want to do? We can lock in for the 25th.
I know we gotta talk about some money, man. Cause you working too many hours. You making too much money for me.
Now, I don't know.
I gotta do some help, man. You know, if we can get some help on this.
Well, wait. Well, I'll tell you what you can do then. See, like I said, maybe I can double up. Cause like I said, I'll shake down on Buck Harvey. Then I sit next to you.
Okay. Well, you can get next to me whether you want Buck Harvey or not. I mean. What you and Buck Harvey should be between y'all, but I'm ready to run. But you know, we got these dividends is just too big. I need to get three more guys that work 40 hours like I do. We come up with 120 hours, we might get that money up.
Well, listen, but you throw a number. What are you looking to do?
Huh?
What do you want to go out there for? You tell me. What are you looking to do?
Well, you said at least you go out there for 25. I know
at least, that's the least. That's the least, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Well, then let me get up to your lease, then we can talk.
Well, if you think, like I said, just like with Buck Harvey and whatever, like I said, if you're camp, we can do, like I said, listen, I want to have fun, I want to race. But like I said, you know, I'm used to handling my business, like I said, you know, where I feel comfortable. And like I said, for my time and everything, just like, you know what I mean? Like I said, I like to go out there. I want to make sure I'm getting paid. And I don't try to bully nobody off. But like I said,
I just told George and them, they better off just go ahead and put down the money on towards the Wolfpack and let it go ahead and happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're gonna figure it out. They're going to talk about it and see what happens. But, Stefano, I seen the Pink Warrior was just on here, man. It just dropped his phone. I messed around and hit the thing and I dropped him, lost him somehow. If you can tell him to come back on here, because I want him to tell us about the Cecil County thing, or not, unless you want to talk on it.
Well, I don't know that much about it, but I know on the 10th, like I said, it's a true grudge day. They're trying to put some class creation together. Like I said, if anybody hasn't heard, like I said, Cecil County, I mean, has come around. I mean, it's, you know, concrete to the eighth, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, there's guys on riding the bumper out. Like I said, it's a good working track. The management there, I mean, like I said, it's probably, like I said, second to none. If, like I said, I mean, you know, they care about their racers and they're racer friendly. It's a great environment there. They're putting the show together. They did it last year, and they had a really nice crowd, and I think it was called Philly versus the World because, like Joe said, the Pink Warrior, they're based out of Philly. And they were promoting the race. I don't know all the in particulars, but I know they're trying to get some 29 stock suspension, small block on. I know they were trying to put a race together with a small block on nitrous stock suspension, 28, and I believe that pot was 3,000 to 5,000 to win or whatever it is, and I think it was like I don't know what the entry fee was for that, but again, I'm not really privy to exactly what's going on, you know.
Okay,
but I know
if he
that
comes back on here, I'll let him go ahead and tell us, you know. I'm quite sure.
I know
he
knows more what's going on, but like I said, I mean.
Yeah, because he had just got on here earlier, and for some reason I see his phone drop. I was just getting ready to hit him in. But no problem. But okay, yeah, but everybody else, I can tell you right now that everybody's saying they want to come. So I know also I want Donald to get on here because, Donald, I know you tell us about the car show that's going on that you guys got. And I like him to go ahead and tell everybody about it because I know he's got one on May 31st. If you can, Donald, can you get me on? I'll pull you right in and let you talk about it because I know – those guys are good guys, and they're always supporting people, and I like to support them, too. You know, everybody support each other, but you know how it goes. Not all the time it happens, but I know they got something going on the 31st. Let them go ahead, and I want them to speak on it. I know they're supposed to have a really good one, so I don't mind them getting on here and telling me what they got. And I'm going to open this mic up right now. This might be him. All right, 410-09161. Your mic's open. 410-0961, your mic's open.
Hey, Joe, it's Donald. Can you hear me?
What's going on, Donald? How's everything?
I've been in the garage working on this turd, if I get it ready for the car show.
Oh, here we go with this here stuff.
And I ain't never been so scared in my life. That thing come down, brakes locked up like things in the windshield.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you come down 300 feet out.
That was not planned, trust me, buddy. That was not planned. I'm telling you straight.
Okay.
I ain't trying to go up in the air. I have to scratch my on my parachute mount. I got to sand that down and have that repainted.
I heard. It looks really good. They sent me some pictures. I've seen it. Yeah, Donald, tell me about this car show going on.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody May 31st, Capital Raceway. We got a big car show. They got a pro mod race and a gambler race too, but we got a big car show. We got a real nice trophy. We picked all them up. We got some goodie bags, some giveaways, some nice stuff, some real nice stuff. And that's all. I just want to kind of promote that. I know I talked to Larry. He said he's going to come, you know, help promote us because we go to his stuff. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. I mean. Donald's the one with the blue Nova, the beautiful blue Nova with the white stripes, carrying the wheels way out there. You see him at all grudge events. He don't mind racing, trying everybody out. And again, I like to show you somebody's support there. You know, come on out there, show your support back, so show him some love back. He's there every time. So, Donald, you know, let me know. Whatever I can do, I'll try to help you out.
Man, I appreciate that, man. And, you know, the only thing is that's a week after we race. So hopefully I can still put my car in the car show.
Okay.
I hope it ain't, you know, too shameful. That's all.
No, cut it out. I don't hear that. After I heard what happened. No.
I can't be riding wheelies. That ain't doing me no good. I gotta get straight.
Yeah, that's one thing. But it was going out there. It was moving while it was going, so that's one good thing. But, yeah, it should be good, I'll tell you what. And
I turned whiter than the stripes, Joe.
Huh?
I said I turned whiter than the stripes.
I'm working on the other guy with the Camaro. They're going to be getting hold to him this week. And that Camaro that you saw down in Fayetteville,
Yeah, that's it. You know, it was kind of it was very ironic with that, because I looked at the car, a very nice car, and I walked away, and then my buddies came back and said, you know, it's hard for him to get a fair race because of the weight. You know, there ain't no weight in grudge racing. I know all that. So I really look forward to trying somebody my weight. You know what I mean?
Well, it seems like everything gonna work out like he's coming. So it looks really, really good.
Good. I can't wait. I see where I stand. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, hold on a second, Donald. Let me just open this mic because I think somebody's trying to call me again. I got 908-6448. The mic's open.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing?
Pretty good, and you? How's everything?
How's it going? How you feeling, brother?
I feel better now, man, you know.
Feel better now.
I wasn't
good,
feeling
man.
Good for the week, but you know how it go.
Okay, right. Hey, what's up, Donald? Come on.
Donald, you still on?
Hey, Lamont, what's up, buddy?
What's up? What's going on, man? What's going on? Hey, Donald, are you going to Bush Creek?
What's up?
Are you going to Bush Creek?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Hey, that Red Camaro, is he coming through, Donald, or no?
I don't know. Joe's supposed to find out Friday. You know, we're trying to find out
Friday, so it seems like,
the last time we talked, we were trying to get him and that, his buddy with the Omega,
The Firebird.
Put it this way. Between me and Lamont, we want to run that Camaro, and I think I can speak to you on this, Lamont. We want to run that Camaro. We want to run that Omega, big block Omega or whatever, and we want to run that Firebird.
Correct. You are correct, Donald.
Yeah, the Omega is supposed to be in Piedmont this week, so when I see him, I'm going to make sure I get him to come to Budge Creek.
Yeah. Jeff, hey, Joe, I'll love to go this week. This week, my son got a football tournament, and my mother-in-law got a party, so I won't be able to make it this week.
No, I understand. That's no problem.
But believe me, I would love to show up, man.
Family first.
Yeah. So, Donald, are you going to Piedmont?
I'm not going to make Piedmont, man. I got to go to Carlisle and get some door panels for my car because they're kind of ugly and they got cracking.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, I know y'all heard about it. Django and supposed to be racing the Pink Warrior. I know you heard about that deal, right?
Yeah, I heard that last week. You're arguing about it. Now, what's called Django?
Django is a white Mustang, and LaRusso's going to drive it from the mouth of the South. That's what they call him.
He's going to drive against Pink Warrior.
Gonna drive against Pink Warrior.
Now, how do you raise a heads up?
Heads up is 5-on-3. I'm quite sure it's going to probably end up being like more like 6 to 7 down. Yeah, I'm quite sure it's going to go up there. Because it's, trust me, it's going to move. That pot's going to move big. It's going to be fast because everybody else want to bet on it, you know? So it should be a real, real good one. I mean, we all know about it. And like Dwayne said, you know, he said, if Mark come back there, he going to dive on Mark with the flood again.
Well, guess what? Mark coming.
I know. Mark coming.
I'm coming.
But Light coming. Everybody's coming. It's going to be packed that day. Packed. I mean, I got guys calling me up ahead of time. Look, Joe, get some rooms already. I said, man, we got a whole month, man, before we get the rooms down.
Man, listen, I'm coming. I just ordered airbags for my truck, Joe. I get my truck ready, so by the time we leave in the morning, I'm leaving. I told my boys I beat them up away on a 95. If they late, they will be left.
Oh, man. No, everybody's definitely showing up. I got to give them credit. They all said they're coming. You know, I got, like, this week we got Little Tony coming out there.
Who's Little Tony?
Little Tony from Chicago.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah, but I had to call in for his flight. He's flying out there, but the car's already down there.
Okay, all right.
So,
what about your man, Big George? Where he at?
Big George working on the car right now, so he's going to be there.
Is he coming to Capitol? I mean, to Cecil? I'm not...
Bus Creek,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there, too.
Okay, good. So I'm waiting for him.
Ducking the Law. I'm trying to wrap this one up because we just had Talk to Street King. So I got a call. Huh?
What's up, Street King?
Oh, man, you know what? Dang it. Hold on. Y'all keep talking. I'm gonna call on my cell phone, trying to get hold of Street King right now.
Look
it up about that.
It ain't Street King. It's Street Queen. Street Queen.
I'm gonna get him on there right now.
What's that Street King? How's he fit?
Huh?
Monte Carlo. Stock suspension.
Yo, he small block. Yeah,
small block,
full interior. He's just like me, Donald. Full interior, all glass up in the hood.
Oh, okay.
So, well, I was supposed to be from Fayetteville, but he had a mishap, and he ended up paying me the deposit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because that's right. I talked to you down there about that.
Yeah. Hey, Donald, I even put back brakes on the thing. Remember I told you didn't want to roll?
Yeah.
It was the brakes all along.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't know what's up with my brakes. I can take a picture of them and send them to you. They're apart right now. My damn brakes are on the phone.
What happened, dog?
I don't know, man. Scared the shit out of me. I'm white now. I turned white as a goose.
Wow. Oh, is this no pedal or what?
No, it just locked. The front brakes locked up for some reason. I don't know. It's apart now. I got it up in the air. I'm trying to fix it.
Wow! Is the map cylinder or the fortune valve? Oh, no.
No, I don't have a fortune valve. I changed master cylinders to one of them aftermarket master cylinders to save 3 pounds. I'm ready to go back to my stock master cylinder and a fortune valve and call it a day.
Maybe we need to put that back on. I mean, you feel safer that way, you know.
But I got stuff coming this week to get it fixed. Hopefully, I'm gonna try her out again.
Okay. I took your buddy with the pickup truck too. He's definitely gonna go to Bush Creek.
He actually lives like not even 5 minutes from me. So he's been friends a while. So he's gonna bring that truck.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring the truck.
We're
gonna get some action for the truck.
9:30.
All right,
I'm with that.
Yeah, I thought told him. He's like, yeah, I'll be here, man. We get some action with the truck. Trust me.
Yeah, I just called just a while ago. As soon as he does call, I'll make him call right in. But, that race, we got to get that one off. I forgot about
that. That's right,
man.
Get that off. That's right.
He said ain't no more power ever going to beat him. I said, golly. I said, boy.
That's
me. I think he's gonna be there on May 25th.
Because
they're
supposed
to bring that Magnum.
Listen, I like that because the man said he weighed like 3,300 pounds. That's what I weigh. I was a good race.
Yeah.
That means, Joe, listen. If he weighed like I weigh, I'm going to go out there and raise some heads up. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can do. You know what I'm saying?
If he weighed 3,300, I hope I got a couple races left in me because I would try that too.
Yeah, that's all, man. I'm on time, you know?
Yeah, I see no problem in that because one thing
and
about him.
And they got scale there too. We can go for a scale party. I'll go with whoever wants to go.
Well, no problem. I like that, Donald. I like that.
Yeah, because he definitely said he coming. So.
Hey, Lamont, you want to bet that 500 like we talked about at Capital?
What's that?
Remember me and you were talking and you told me you bet me 500 and my car don't weigh 3,300.
I don't weigh 3,300 with all that damn weight. Dallas in there, yeah. The full tank of gas? Yeah, you're right.
I weigh 3,300 before I race, and I weigh 3,300 after I race.
So, all right. So I bet you 500. Your car weighs, you say, so you're telling me your car weighs 3,300 without you in it?
No, it weighs 33 with me in it.
Oh, okay. All right. You better say that.
All right. That's what I told you down, but that's what I told you down Capitol.
You better say that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, Donald. Hey, yo, man, Donald, I ain't trying to mess with you. I'm trying to. I got my sights set on. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go duck hunting.
I understand that. Well, we're on a team this week. We're 25th year on a team.
That's right. We're the team this week, but I, as the race is over, I'm dead on your ass, Donald.
I hear you. hey, Lamont, if that listen, say anything, Cap.
Yeah, you're right.
And it should, I've been hearing that for 2 years, I think, for at least a year.
Nah, you got a lot more than that. I've been knowing you a little longer than that.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Can you speak on that?
I've been going at it, but I got to give y'all credit.
I'll tell you what. When I first met you, man, I knew you was a good dude. I knew you was a good guy, man.
Yeah.
Donald.
Remember,
you know
I gave you a check. Remember that?
Yeah, He helped me out, man. I'll tell you what. One thing about him, man, we talk a lot of trash to each other, but I needed something, man. He went and got it with me, no problem.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be anyhow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, some people take it to heart, and that's one thing about Donald. He don't take it to heart. That's why I said
Last year down Buck Creek, he needed an accelerator pump. He couldn't find an accelerator pump.
I gave him an accelerator pump. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
What's up?
I mean, that's why I tell you, Donald, I got to give you credit. I told you, in my eyes, I said you was the racer of the year. I ain't going to lie to you.
Hey.
That's how I feel. So, next year, like I said, this coming up one, we're doing something a little different. We're actually the racers choose, not us promoters. I want the racers to choose whoever they think. They're going to have the categories, and they're going to vote from there.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to do it.
It's
going to be done and be that way, and I can't say, oh, I took a favoritism on this one or nothing. Everybody will choose.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a fair one, and, you know, not to say that anybody else wasn't fair, but we're going to do it just a little different.
Yep.
Everybody can have their way, and, you know, it's better, you know what it is? A lot of guys always want to copy, do the same thing. You get tired of the same thing every time.
Yeah.
So you have to change up the game. If you can't step it up, you know, if you want to be a copycat off somebody every time, that dies. That's no good.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but a lot of guys actually just copied. This guy did it, now I'm going to do it. This guy did it, I'm going to follow him. Why follow somebody?
Yeah.
So it'd be like I tell my kids all the time, I ain't gonna lie to you. I tell each one of them, they tell you how it is. I said, I don't want you being no follower. Be a leader. If you can't be a leader, don't be following.
That's right.
I do not want y'all following. Step up to the plate.
That's right.
Don't worry about it. I know you're gonna be scared sometimes, but hey, make your own decision. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you gotta be. If you don't, you'll never know whether or not.
Yeah.
Like they say, you always hear people say, I can't. And I tell them, that ain't none of my vocabulary. Don't be saying I can't. That means you ain't going to try. You know?
Exactly.
That's how it is. You never know if you can do it or not.
That's right.
That's how I look at it. Get a lot of people that tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Hey, everybody was telling me, man, you ain't gonna better go put a show on. Don't worry about it. I'm going on my own. You ain't gonna tell me I can't do something.
No.
Somebody else did it, I can do the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just try to do a little better. Try a little different. I don't want to be a copycat. That's how I want to be. But So far, I'm going to just say right now, like a couple of things are going. I don't know if Lamont, you gonna make it for June 7th?
No, Joe.
I'm gonna
be there, Joe.
You think you're gonna make it?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna make it.
Well, you know, so it's gonna be me, you, Alan, my son, Donald's going. We got one more car that we're supposed to be bringing. Oh God, I forgot.
Joe, I'm trying to make it.
Huh?
I'm trying to make it.
Oh, you trying to make it too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna be out there, and it should be a good one. I mean, they don't went out there talking junk, putting all kinds of flyers up.
Get out of here, for real?
Oh, man, they talking junk. You hear me? When I say talking junk, but you know what? One thing about them, when you go out there, you're gonna see the difference. They down to earth. They don't mind racing.
Yeah.
Ain't none of this, you know, no slickster stuff. If this ain't right. If they say that what they got, they don't mind opening the hood, showing you, hey, here it is. You show me yours, I show you mine. We going to find you a race. Somebody going to be in your category.
Yeah.
And then they'll race all night long, too. That's what I like about them.
Me, too.
That's what I like. You know, some guys will turn around and race one time and that's it. Oh, I'm done for the day. Nah. I look at it this way. If I can get another win, I'm going out there. Let's keep going. We can put some more gas in it. If we got to change the oil out there, we're going to change the oil.
That's the truth.
That's the fun out there. That's when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody goofing and having a good time. They take you out to eat out there. I don't know if anybody ever met these guys, but I got to introduce you to them. Bruce Leroy and Big Sham, hats off to them. They're out there. They do a wonderful job out there. So we're going to have to come out there, and we got to show them gunning picks. You know, he's part of it. He's helping out. Little Tony, he'll be out in Piedmont this week. Like I said, Little Tony will be debuting his new car there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely going to be looking for something to happen, some action. A bad storm going against Kenny Beachman. Everybody knows that's going to be the run right there.
Joe, what is that? Is that on Bud's Creek?
Well, Kenny Beachman and Bad Storm is running this week.
Wow. Woo.
Yep, that's going to be the run there. Mm-hmm. Then you got Big Dwayne, the Slut versus Popeye. That's this week, too.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss all.
Yeah. And then Kenny Beachman talking about bringing his big tie car. Mm-hmm. Now I just found out that Travis Harvey talking about bringing troublemakers. So
hold on, dude. Don't forget what we talked about last week. If all goes well, Black Mamba and Weezy.
Oh, yeah, okay. And now, when they're doing that, Piedmont?
That's all going to be at Piedmont.
Shit, man. Dang.
Yeah, everybody's talking about, look, I got a little surprise because Phil said he going out there on feet.
Oh, shit.
He said he running on feet. He running somebody on feet this week. When he come out there, he running on feet. I kid you not. They think I'm kidding you. I thought it was a lie. I happened to be over there standing on the side, and I said, who the heck running over here on feet? They done ran like 3 or 4 times when we had made a stop. Man, he wiped my little nephew out. Wiped my nephew out of all his money out of his pocket.
Did he?
Yeah, little Phil. He don't mind running on some feet now. He'll run on feet. Wicked Bird won too much. I think Wicked won him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to break a couple people and everything. He won too much. Still can't give him all that, but he want to run on some feet too. But we're gonna make sure it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be definitely a fun one. It should be a lot of action. And if everything else goes well, you know what I mean? You know, then we come on back and I know Cecil County definitely got theirs. They got their the Philly boys. And then I know we gotta be there on the 25th. I got a lot of guys come from all over. Duck and the Law, you know him, Lamont? You ever seen that car, Duck and the Law? He gonna be there. He's coming from Alabama. He's going to be at Piedmont also. So he already told me that's it. He there. You know, so it should be live. We should have some races. Got Brad coming out with his little Mustang. From out there, him and his boys, they're all in that little crew there. They got all their cars. They got, like, that Omega you was talking about racing. They're going to be there. So it should be a lot of stuff. The Rusty Nail, they'll be out there. You know. And like the other man said, he don't mind racing a couple times. He's a bad storm. He said, anybody that's on one system, they got action. He don't care. As long as stock spent, anybody got one, he don't care who it is. I mean, I know he's going to run the other one, but they said they don't care about Wembley System. They're going out there and doing it. So that's going to – at that race right there should be a bomb burner. I think that's going to be a good one. And Popeye and Dwayne, I ain't going to lie. That's going to be another sweet one. And then after that, that's when Dwayne said he's coming back. And on the 25th, that's when he said he's going right to Youngstown. Yeah.
Okay.
He said he's going on him. I said, oh. He said round two. He said the only reason why the track had went away that night. So I guess we're gonna find out now.
Yes, sir.
guess we're going to find out. It should be real good. But like I said, you know, anybody got something else to say on here, you know, tonight? Because I know a lot of guys are looking for runs. And like they said, Pizza Gangster said he is definitely looking. You know, we got a lot of guys out there with some small blocks out there that are looking for runs, but they seem like they can't get no runs off. I know we got some upcoming runs coming up, you know. You got a lot of that thing, Kevin Hunt, this guy's runs. I think he got like two or three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got Racing Jason. They got a race going on. Matter of fact, Mark got a race coming up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark got a race and Lance got a race on the 18th in Angustown.
Yeah. So that should be a good one. About time we're getting something coming back, man. Well, it's been cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's been cold. And we, you know, it's supposed to be 80 degrees when we go down there.
Damn.
That's what everybody's talking about. No rain. So everybody's waiting for this here, boy. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
all you hear. You know? I tell you what, I would love to see Hell Yeah go out there and run that guy one system. That's what I would love to see. You know, that would be the perfect thing. I would love to see that. You know, Hell Yeah, you know. I know,
hey, Jeff.
Huh?
Run who? Who you want him to run?
Hell Yeah. I would love to see them guys run them. They call themselves Bad Storm, one system. Now, let me tell you, after the Bad Storm runs this week, they're going to be back up here on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
He's
going to run. Who's he running, Kenny Beecham?
He's going to run Kenny Beecham. And those guys I have got commitments from quite a bit of people on the 25th that's coming from down south that everybody's
mm-hmm.
always saying they don't come to us. Well, anybody can tell you, like last year, Tony Bonds was up here on the, last year at Buzz Creek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see, what's his name with the Cold Killer, they was up here. Well, you're going to see a lot more of those guys. They asked me, says, I'm willing to return the favor, want to come down there. I'm telling you, Joe, we had a good time last time with you. We won't care. Well, anywhere you go, you tell us where we're going to come, we're coming there. Bruce
mm-hmm.
Leroy and them coming with their car. He should have the car ready. Like Little Tony, he's definitely going to be there. Duck and the Law, they're going to be there. So we got some guys coming from down south. Brad's going to be there. You know, they're going to have a crew, you know.
How's that car sit, Joe?
Which car?
That one you're talking about running, Hell Yeah.
Well, stock suspension, Mustang, small block, one gun.
Small block Ford, one gun. Cabin
yep.
intake, one carburetor. Two stock suspension.
Yeah.
Well, because you know Hell Yeah's got wheelie bars, and he ain't taking them off, so.
Well, sometimes, you know what I mean? Yeah, I think they'll still do it.
Sometimes it's not about what you got on your car, whether you can beat the guy or not.
No, I understand that. I understand that. I mean, I can talk to him. I can talk to him tomorrow, but, I mean, I can speak for him on this. I know he ain't going to run for no big money. That's just not how he rolls.
Now, Bad Storm, I heard, what is their lowest deposit they said, $1,500 or something like that?
$15,000, $2,000, what they said, be the lowest.
That's what they're doing for.
Well, I mean, I can talk to him tomorrow because I know he's got to run up. He's running running Bear or something coming up, so.
Okay.
And then he's got a race up Beaver Springs that he's doing with the WFO guys. And but I will talk to him tomorrow and let you know. I'd really like for him to come.
Yeah, well, you know, even if it's the 25th, we'll do it on the 25th. Those guys, because I know a lot of those guys are coming back up. I mean, I don't even know all their cars, the names of these guys' cars. I'm not going to lie to you. Some of these guys that come out with their cars, they got some crazy names. I mean, you know, like they said, the Rusty Nail, right? He'll be there, right?
Yeah, Big Boston. Block Conventional Head. Yeah, Big Block Conventional Head, stock suspension on 28.
Now, what kind of car is it, a Nova?
Mustang,
okay. Tell me some of the other cars that you got. The
At a Piedmont?
Yeah, that's what they want to make sure.
You got old Whitey, two stock suspension, small block Ford, cast intake, one carburetor.
You had Mr. Big, got three styles of Nova, a street Nova, a semi-street Nova, and a drag radio Nova, all of them small blocks.
Or motor?
Nah, it's nitrous.
Well, I got nitrous, okay.
What about that street car? If it's on the street, it ain't got no nitrous. That's illegal.
Well, street style, because it's full interior, true stock suspension on 28. One gun.
Oh, okay.
You got fruit
you
trees.
You said street car. I mean, I got a street car. I got turn signals, horn, baby seat, back seat.
Well, that's all, well this 275 car got all that, except for the back seat.
Oh, okay. I'm
and
just curious.
Got
I'm trying to get,
Bruce
you know,
Lee,
get all up on this.
Okay. You got Bruce Lee, true stock suspension. Now, this is a street car that drives around on 275, all steel except for the hood, one gun. You got the Thief, got a big block Nova, also true stock suspension on 28.
So now, you're saying true stock suspension, so it's got leaf springs.
Leaf, yeah, when I say that, as far as Novas, they leaf spring, and I know the big block don't have no coilovers, if I'm not mistaken, and neither does Mr. Big's street style Nova. It doesn't have no coilovers on it as well.
You haven't got any guys can turn that thing off?
You know what? It is a real street car. I don't know if he still got the full exhaust on it. Small block. It's set up for nitrous, but I mean. It's something y'all negotiate. He said he can take it off. Small block forward, cast intake, conventional head.
But it's a Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I don't learn my lesson with them. I can't talk with them.
Well,
Who's this? Donald?
Yeah.
Yep.
As far as Piedmont, I don't really say it's a whole lot of other motor cars. As far as local, I'm pretty sure it's people that will come to Piedmont that day that will be on motor.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry. I was talking about Bud Creek because I can't make it to Piedmont. I was talking about Bud Creek.
Oh, well, those coming up, it ain't too many motor cars in our area that like to travel that far.
I understand that. Yeah, see, I'm just trying to see where I sit. That's all.
Well, I'm pretty sure they'd be willing to give up a spot to a motor car.
Well, I know.
Yeah, that sounds good. Like what?
Huh?
Like what? I mean, you said they're willing to give them a spot with my nitrous? I would try something like that if the spot's reasonable.
Right. Well, you know, I can't see one because they're not my cars.
No. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying there's a reasonable. I mean, I don't mind gambling.
Right. I mean, as far as most people down here, I mean, they really just like the race.
Okay.
Then of course, also coming up there is going to be my truck, small block, cast intake, one carburetor, on 28.
Nitrous. You got nitrous on it?
Yeah.
Well, what's the name for the run you again?
Who?
The Black Camaro.
Well, I'm on to the next car because he's already dead.
Oh, damn.
Okay. All right.
He's still big block, right?
Yeah, the same car that you ran. Same way.
So then you're talking about the pretty Camaro, the broken rear?
Yeah, that black one with the white stripes. What's his name? Dean?
Yeah, that's his name, Dean, I think.
Right, Donald, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, you're talking about Davey Neal.
David Neal, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of we're pretty close on.
Well, I'm going to say this, and everything goes right, and this thing's not tore up, you know, just hoping and praying, he's going to be gathered to 60 foot.
Oh, God damn.
Holy macaroni.
Hold it. Listen. I like some of that. Now, listen. Listen, I bet you $100. I like to that. Now you say you gonna gap them at the 60 foot.
If everything goes right, yeah.
Y'all doing the race at Piedmont?
No, that's gonna be Buzz Creek.
Oh,
it
guess
don't
what?
Matter where it's at.
Hey, I tell you
holy
what.
Shit.
Listen, that's
hey.
That old Joe. Listen, sir, I will lock you in for that. I like some of that.
What, on the gap at the six?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, well, we'll talk about when I get up there.
All right, no problem. Okay.
They ran last time. They ran right off the trailer. You know that, right?
No, Joe. I made money because I bet it with the truck.
Okay.
But listen. Now, I got this Camaro in your punk.
I never said it was, but listen to this. I never said it was a punk. It's just I'm just a little bit less of a punk.
Well, hey, are you from North Carolina too?
Yeah.
I hope you get that red Camaro up there because I think I'm gonna gas his ass too.
Which red Camaro?
That real
the one that was at Fayetteville, a nice pretty one that was sitting there.
Oh,
I really don't know him, but I got the guy going over there, going to talk to him, and we're going to work
on
him.
Wasn't
a
blue one with him as well?
No.
So that's going to be good.
So,
about it.
Okay. Kevin's not coming to Piedmont, is he? Or whoever that black man is not coming to Piedmont, right?
You don't know.
No, I don't know.
I didn't get to talk to George to find out.
No.
Dave and Neil.
Okay.
If not,
when we go to bus 2, we can do the same right straight out the curtain.
Hey, Joe.
No.
Yeah. I seriously doubt he's coming to Piedmont. I mean, I haven't talked to him since last year, but I don't think he goes that far. I definitely don't think he's going to Piedmont.
No, who's that, Donald? The Camaro?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, listen, I like to see that race. Don't get me wrong, that truck flies, but I like that Camaro. I mean, I bet it was a truck last time because, you know what I'm saying, I just think I thought something was going to happen. But I do like, I like him with the gap. He said he's going to be, I like that part.
Yeah, the gap at the 60, I wouldn't mind getting some of that too.
Well, let me open up this mic because I think we got 2 more minutes to go. I'm going to open up this mic, 202-7381. Your mic's open.
Okay. I'm here.
202-7381. Your mic's open. I guess you don't know you hit the one button. So. All right, well, we can keep going. That gap is I mean, I heard people saying I got him at the 8 mile. What?
I know. Just what?
Well, between my 3 that I'm cut and my 60, it still put me out there enough for that by the 60.
All right. Well, I'm gonna just try to open up these last guys on the mic so they can hear, they can get whatever they want to say.
When I come to Buzz Creek, do they want to do it off the trailer or do they want to set a time for it or what?
I don't know. I didn't get to talk to them. When we talk to them, I promise you I'll find out.
Okay.
773-9705. Your mic's open.
You are charging. And I have
773-9705. Your mic's open.
Joe, what's up? This is Big Sham.
What's going on, Sham? How's everything?
Oh, everything's good, brother. How about you?
Hanging in there. Somebody got to mute their mic. I hear that background noise. They got a lot of background noise.
It's not me. I'm sitting at the house with nothing on.
Oh, boy. I don't know who it is. I'm trying to figure it out. Somebody got a lot of microphone noise. Sham, you want to tell us? We've been grouping up. Like I told everybody, we got everybody coming down there. I got Donald. I got what is it? I got a Lamont coming with a Dustin. Donald with the Nova. Phil, me. I got a little Mustang. That's Allen. Extreme trying to come now. So we working on it. We working.
Well, I'm quite sure, I think after last year, y'all, I think y'all halfway thought we was kind of sweet, Joe. I really believe, you let Phil come down there. He whooped on a couple of people from the shy, but
I think y'all in for a rude awakening this year. Y'all, you know, I don't know if they underestimated Phil because, you know, he was so young, but I think y'all in trouble. I think y'all going to be in a little trouble this year.
These guys ready to roll. They said they're ready.
So well, you know what? They need to call, you know, I think they should call in Thursday and introduce themselves and let everybody know, you know, what they got. So, you know, we'll have a little feel for, you know, what who coming and what you got. And then, you know, we're going to accommodate you some kind of way. I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to find them. So we going to find, I'm not going to say I, but I'm going to say we going to find somebody. I guarantee you we're going to find somebody ready.
Okay, I definitely gonna have a couple of them call in that day. I promise.
Yeah, but it's looking up though. It's man, the buzz is going here. They excited about y'all coming, and it's gonna be a great show, man. I'm steady. I just got these flyers today. As a matter of fact, I was gonna call you and tell you I can send some. I think Leroy and them. I'm gonna try to give them to them. Prior to them coming when they come on the weekend. So
okay.
I'm going to send you some of them. You know, I got you. Well, I don't know if Phil showed you on Facebook. And,
yeah,
you know,
I did. It's nice.
Yeah, on Clocks Off, too. And see the flyer. But, yeah, it's going to be it's gonna be a good show. We looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely going to be a good show. And like we said, we coming there. We ain't going to just do one race. We're going to keep on racing.
Oh,
gotta,
yeah.
And we got to change the oil out there and put the oil filter on. We're going to do what we got to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
no
we,
question.
That's how we like to race. But, it's going to be real interesting. I ain't going to lie. Everybody's been talking about it. Everybody can't wait.
I know you went home last year and was like, man, we whooped them people down there in Chicago, man. So y'all need to come on down, man, because they sweep. Well, we got some. We gonna have some. We got some for y'all this year, Joe.
They said we were calling them bear meat.
Oh, he definitely called the cavalry to the honey hole.
Yeah. Well, that's my intention. I want all y'all to come, and it's gonna be y'all in for a rude awakening. Somebody gonna be real mad on that ride.
What happens when Shotdown still mad?
Look, Phil already done picked his ones, and he's setting timetables where he gonna run. So for the event, you know, it's gonna be good. But Sam, hold on 1 second, because I know the show's supposed to be over. But I just want to see if I can get this man on the mic. I see one person that's holding on.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
5459. Your mic's open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
All right, how's everything?
All right. Just praying for you, brother. Make sure you're all right. Just checking
okay,
on you.
Okay, thank you.
Just fast, Eddie.
Yeah, how's everything
coming down there?
Today?
Me and Big George, no.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you going to be down there? You be ready to go for Saturday, huh?
Yeah, I'm be ready. Sure to have some fun.
Yeah, it seems like it all working out good. Going 80 degrees, we can't beat it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I need right now. It's only 30-some degrees out here now, so I can't take this.
I'm telling you, yeah, it's gonna be nice.
I'm waiting a little warmer. Yeah, and then like I said, I think we're trying to get Big George to come over there, Sham, with us too. So Big George took him. I think he might end up traveling with us too.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a good time, Joe. You know how we do it. We're going to have a ball.
Oh, yeah. The hospitality was great. Can't beat none of it. It was perfect. I still tell people about it to this day. I said, man, they act like they want to give us money. You better take this money and go, please. First they feed us, now they give us money. How can you beat that?
Oh, man. Yeah, you putting it on there, Joe. You trying to get him, but I'm telling you, it's gonna be something to see. That's all I can say.
Oh, they ready this time, huh?
That's right.
Well, okay. Well, I think it's gonna be something too. I really do. I ain't gonna lie to you. I know Ground and Pound gonna be ready. And I know Alleyway going to be ready, and I know Slim going to be ready, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know? We got to take the little man syndrome. He got to be last. He going to be last. He going to be last. Because I know he going to be, oh, man, he going to be itching to try to get it.
Oh, yeah, he on fire already.
I see. But, hey, it's going to be good. It's going to be a real, real good one. And like
I just hope we don't have to come out there and have to battle each other because I don't know what else from.
Nah, that's one thing I got to say. You ain't got to do that when you get down there. That's perfect. They're totally different. Ain't none of this here junk that if you got Willie bars, you got that, if you can't come in there and you don't want to race, that's your problem. They're not like that. They said they're going to do something, they're going to do it. I mean, Phil raced the first time, and shoot, he had a couple more cars sitting there waiting for him. He could have ran two more times if one of the guys that shoot the oil all across the track the last one. We'd have ran again. Now, that's what I call racing. And you don't have to wait to the end of the night just before to come race. That's what I like about it. They ready to run.
Right.
Oh, as soon as the track
opens. That's what it
should be. Huh?
I said, that's what it should be. Ain't no need to wait till a certain time to see what everybody's doing. You might as well just get it straight off the trailer and get busy.
Well, they don't. I mean, I ain't seen nobody go straight off the trailer, but they make their pass, they shake it down, they happy with it, they looking for a run. That's what I got to say that. That's how I was down there. It was definitely having fun. And I ain't going to lie, towards the end, it really was getting live. Oh, my gosh. It looked like if the guy didn't blow that oil, I swear, it looked like it was going to go all night long. Everybody just wanted to do something there. It just seemed real good. The track's a good track. Quarter mile, you know what I mean? We like going out the back door. So I know everybody already told me.
I'm about to switch myself up there.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now. That's one thing about them. They got a Cadillac out there that is, I got to say, is doing some justice. Doing some
oh,
justice.
Oh, yeah. That's large. Yeah. That, yeah. It's right. Well, all I can tell y'all is, you know, tie y'all shoestrings up real tight.
We got the Velcro.
I'm coming in flip-flops.
We come in Velcro.
Well, you're going to be in trouble.
We in trouble.
Hey, Jeff.
Man. Yeah.
Hey, did somebody ask if I was still on?
Yeah, that was just me, Donald.
Oh, what's up, Eddie?
Ain't nothing. You going down the road?
Nah, man, I ain't going to make it down there.
Oh, okay.
Why, what's up?
Nothing. I was just saying, was you down there, going down?
Yeah, now Donald coming with us to Indiana, though.
Whoa.
He taking that ride.
Little small block. All motor. Heavy car.
All seats, everything in it. Sham, that small block, all motor.
A small block, all motor? What
all
kind of car
everything.
Is it?
Metal fenders. Nova.
Oh, Nova.
With a baby seat in the back.
With a baby
all
seat in the back.
All interior, everything.
It's, okay. Yeah, all those cars, that's what they are. It's a lot of them. So you got a whole track to look and see what kind of action that you think that you might want. It ain't going to be just one. There's going to be several of them.
Yeah, so we can just put them in a line. Just we come right back around, Donald. The car don't get hot, so we can go right back up with the line again.
Oh, yeah. You get right on back up there. And if y'all grudge racing, y'all going to go straight to the line, so don't even worry about standing in line. No, you going to come right back up there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Then we got the Duster coming, leaf spring, small block. We're going to run with that, too, all flat hood, everything. And the brother driving it about 340 pounds, 350.
Mm.
Yeah, he gonna drive it. So it's gonna be good. We got some stuff coming. We're gonna coming out there too now, loaded for bear. You know, I just want to make sure everybody before we go up there, y'all get y'all permits all right and everything, because we got a lot of bear meat we gotta these bands on. We gotta get some permission. These bands.
How many bear tags can I get, Joe? How many bear tags can I get?
As many as you can. I'm carrying a 30-06. That's what I'm bringing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no trap in case he slip. He might step over the trap. I want to make sure I get him. Shoot him with a 30-06. He go down with you. He good.
Well, all I can say is I hope when the bears start running at you that you don't get scared and just get nervous and just shoot all over the place. You better shoot them with the right thing, because if you don't, you're going to get ate up.
And they might just shoot out there.
You know what they told me? They said you run downhill, the bear can't catch you. Is that true?
I can't believe it.
His legs too short in the front, he'll tumble over.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Never heard that one?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's what they say. Make sure you run downhill.
All I can say is good luck.
Oh, man. It's going to be good, though. Boy. But I'm going to make sure, though, Sham. I got a couple guys. I'm going to make sure they get on the mic. They're going to call in Thursday.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, just let me know. I'm going to chime y'all in so y'all can introduce yourself.
Okay.
And tell the people what y'all looking for. And I'm quite sure, you know, somebody, you know, going to chime in and accommodate you some kind of way.
I'm definitely going to have them out there. They'll definitely be on there Thursday night. I'll definitely call all my guys up, and I'll let them go ahead and say what they got. And we looking for some sweet meat.
What's the date again, June 7th?
June 7th.
We got a lot of guys that done turned around and took off the day off work just to make sure they can go. Matter of fact, the tall guy that was with me, he went out there, and I ain't going to lie, he ain't raced in, I don't know, 20 years, maybe more. Shoot, he went out and bought him a car just so he can go. Kids and not, he went and bought him a car. He bought a small block Monte Carlo, like an 87,
88. Uh-huh.
Yeah, street car. He got it. He's all ready to go. He coming too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he coming. He definitely heard what he said. Matter of fact, he be talking to Tommy Gunn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he definitely went out and bought him a car. He said, "Man, Joe, I don't care. I'm going. I'm following you." I said, I forgot about him. So we're gonna have some fun. But I'm definitely. We ran over our time limit over here. I'm gonna get ready to close the show out here. And we'll be definitely tuning in on Sham's show. Sham, you want to tell them what time to call?
Yeah, my show starts at 7 o'clock Central Time.
Joe?
I'm sorry?
I don't mean to interrupt you, Sham. Joe, you can call me and I get on. I'm going to be at the track, but still call me, so I still try to make a way.
Okay, you got it. All right, so 7 Central, that's what the Sham Show. I'm going to make sure if anybody needs information, just give me a call.
Yeah, 619-768-7235 at 7 o'clock Thursday night.
All right, we got you. We'll definitely be calling you.
All right, Brother Joe, appreciate you, man. Just letting you know I was supporting your show, brother.
All right, thanks again, Sham, and I'll see you soon.
All right, bro.
All right, everybody, good night now.
All right, good night.
God bless. Bye.
All right, Joe. See you later.
Okay, take care.